Winter weather may still be lingering in southeastern Utah, but signs of spring in Moab are slowly popping up. Deep greens of Colorado license plates are appearing in greater and greater numbers, just like the now hiring posts plastered across local social media. As Moab braces for spring visitors, so does another community in Grand County, 60 miles northeast.
Yep. Yes. That's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. You don't have to run.
Eileen Musa, full-time resident of Cisco, Utah, interrupting a windy photo shoot on her property. In a town full of rusted automobiles and tilting structures, most people expect abandonment in Cisco, not Eileen.
Yeah, nobody ever knows.
Okay.
I live here.
Sounds good.
Cisco is isolated, a steady jog off Interstate 70 with no services and no running water. It's situated about an hour north of Moab and an hour west of the Colorado border. Tourists will usually happen upon the place if they're taking the scenic route to Moab. If they stop, it's likely for the Instagram-worthy material in Cisco, the ephemera of the American West against endless desert sky.
They are coming, there's no doubt. The tourists are coming, hell or high water.
In the busy season, visitors can overwhelm the Cisco landscape. Eileen says some people take and break stuff. Others have even opened the door to her house. Online, Cisco is still mostly described as a ghost town, but its very real residents take issue with that phrase.
You know, people come out here to get away from stuff. There's so many articles that say that Cisco's a ghost town and no one lives out here, and they're all false.
Eileen's neighbor, Steve. We find him sitting on his ATV in the middle of Cisco Pump House Road, enjoying the sunset. Pink clouds for miles, from the Book Cliffs to the LaSalle Mountains. It's nearing the time of night for any strangers still lingering in town to move along.
Everybody just, since there's no trespassing signs and there's no fences and blah, 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 we can just do whatever we want. You know, I mean, it's not like that. I mean, I'll call the sheriff on you. And if the sheriff don't show up, I'll just go run you off. Because people know that there's, or they assume that there's no one out here, but there is.
Yeah.
So.
And the last thing you want is to come, nobody wants to be surprised out here.
No, because you'll get shot.
Right, somebody.
Somebody will.
People in Cisco are protective of themselves, their lands, and its history. A history that spans decades in the American West. Cattle ranchers, shepherds, oil and gas men all left footprints in this place. At one time in the modern era, Cisco enjoyed a cafe and pool hall. What remains today are historic leftovers from every Western era. Chinese coins and opium tins mingle with 8-tracks and floppy disks. Since she bought property in Cisco 5 years ago, Eileen's worked nearly every day she can, weather permitting, to restore old buildings and preserve some history here. She'll come across an old store sign and transform it into a new floor. Any markings she finds of past residents get proudly displayed on rebuilt walls.
Yeah, I'm trying to preserve these places, so I'd like to do it creatively though. If there's something missing, like pieces of the floor or whatever, I want to use other materials that are already here, basically, because I feel like that's what people did here. You know what I mean? That's already the aesthetic, which is good, because I like that aesthetic, but it makes the most sense in a place like this where you can't go to the store and get what you need. You have to use what's around, and so that's what I want to do here.
That scrappy, creative by necessity type of building continues a long tradition in this place. You can spot evidence of this practice from the past just about everywhere in Cisco. Old floors are patched with mason jar lids, a forgotten chicken coop fashioned from a truck camper. Eileen builds this way now too. Strips of metal become plumber's tape, box spring mattresses, a fence. LaCroix cans, shingles.
We're using these cans that are not crushed, they're whole cans.
Okay.
And then we're cutting around the top and around the bottom so that they come off, like both ends come off. I cut these, then you have all these shingles. To me, it's like a creative process. Of course, it's construction, but I also, it's almost like sculpture. Like I'm making art. I'm not trying to make like this garbage city. It very much depends on the order of, you know, the way the garbage is arranged, that whether or not it looks good. Random tires strewn about, it never looks good. If you could make it an impressive, formidable wall, on the other hand, in a half circle, that's a different story.
As she rebuilds these lands and their stories, Eileen works against two distinct forces capable of destruction: the relentless desert wind and the steady stream of people who still believe Cisco is a ghost town. The winds might be unstoppable, but she hopes people, at least, will get the memo about the occupied town soon. She says if Cisco's approached in the right way, by contacting her even, for a tour or a visit, there's a lot to be gained from experiencing the forgotten corners of Western history.
Come to a place like this, and you can stay in one of those buildings, and you look around you, and then you can really think about what it would be like to live here and live like this, you know what I mean? And that's, I think, important. And then you leave here thinking about what do you have now, and what do you need now? You know, how much space do you need? How much water do you use? What do you do with your garbage? You know, what's important? The only way that people really ask themselves those questions is if they come to a place like this, you know?
Eileen is currently working on an artist studio space for her nonprofit, Home of the Brave. You can get in touch and learn more about her work in Cisco by visiting eileenmuza.org.